When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So their kid is getting baptized and they are wondering if they should invite their atheist friend to the baptism.
And there's a plot twist that it makes it even weirder. So I consider myself Episcopalian, though I, you know, in full transparency, haven't been to like Sunday service in years, but I used to go for the big holidays and I was pretty religious in high school, actually. And my husband is an atheist, but he's always been super supportive. He's always been like, even if I've been feeling down, he'll be like, I think you need to like reconnect with your religion. And he's always been very supportive of it.
So just so I have it right, agnostic is... Oh, no. Atheist is, oh, no, no. It's all...
There is no sky daddy.
There is no... Right.
Atheist is...
What?
There is no sky daddy.
I'm pretty sure... I have to double check, but I think agnostic is one doesn't exist at all, and atheist is I don't believe.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, but I could get that wrong.
I think you're correct. Yeah. Agnostic is kind of like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. He doesn't believe in God or religion, but he supports me, which I've always appreciated about him. He's attended Christmas Mass with me. Like, he is down to support me. Just for him, that is not a thing. So when we had our kids, we were in an interesting predicament choosing godparents, because obviously I have my religious upbringing and I would like my kids to have godparents, but he is an atheist and wants our kids to know it, be well-rounded. So he's not against me baptizing them and all that, but again, wants that fair sort of splitting of the godparents. So I have my best friends are twins and they're both Catholic. So each of my kids have two godmothers and they have a godfather, which is from my husband Chad's like friend group, but their godfather is an atheist. And that's where it gets weird, because how can you be a godfather and be atheist? But we figured this way, both of our beliefs would be represented. So if our kids ever have questions in the future, they will have somebody they can ask about religion and Christianity to their godmothers. And then if they wanted to ask about atheism, and again, his friend is like super smart dude. They're not anti-religion. They just don't believe in it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I want to be very clear.
They're not hating on people who like Sky Daddy.
Exactly. Yes. But that's just not their thing. He's like he's a scientist. So you love that Sky Daddy.
I've never heard that before. That's beautiful.
So I'm like, that sounds great. So we're getting ready to have a joint baptism for them both, which I know is weird. People in my who know, like, my daughter's almost 4, my son is 18 months, but there was COVID and all this stuff in between, and my family's all over the place, so trying to align schedules and all of that.
Curious with your church, because I'm a godparent to several kids. Some churches have, I don't want to call it a rule, but like, you have to be baptized in order to be the child's godparent. Depending on the religion.
Well, so that's where it gets. So I actually don't have a church. So, and I wanted this anyway, regardless. Tommy's wife, Renee, married Chad and I. And so she's going to baptize Hazel and Max as well.
Sweet.
She's
so
already
sweet.
Started working on the prayer. She's going to start Dear Sky Daddy.
Would love it. Everyone would love it. So, and we're going to rent a space. Like, there are churches we can rent. And that way, like, we're not in front of a congregation who doesn't know us. It's going to be like a small family kind of affair. But in doing this, I'm like, of course, I'll invite the godmothers, and we are going to invite the god, you know, I'm going to call him a godfather for the sake of this break, your friend to be at the ceremony. And Chad's like, why? He's an atheist. He's not going to participate in the ceremony. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. He doesn't have to. But I figured he would want to be there as it's a baptism and he's their godfather, although not really godfather. Like, he's their atheist godfather. And it's very convoluted. But in my head, I'm like, he should have representation and he should be there for this big moment for his godchildren. But Chad's like, that is dumb. He's an atheist. This is a religious ceremony. I'm all for it. I'll be there as their father. The godmothers will be there. He doesn't need to fly in for this. And so I'm like, well, should we at least invite? I'm conflicted on what to do because I want him to be feel included.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question, and don't get it all twisted if you're listening right now. Be smarter than this. So like, would you only have other Christians or other Catholics there? What if I wanted to attend or you were going to invite me as, at least by blood, Jew? Let's say there was somebody of the Hindu faith that didn't believe in the same God that you guys did. How is it really any different?
I think the difference is, and I agree with you. I think the difference, the sticking point is the participation in the ceremony in some way, or standing up there, or just being acknowledged as part of the ceremony, because this guy is a significant figure in my kids' lives. He's their uncle. Like, he is very much a part of it. And I think I'm so hung up on the tradition of baptism and you have everyone there, and that doesn't really apply to his specific role, but I wouldn't want to leave him out. But Chad's like, why would you have an atheist come and be part of a Christian religious ceremony? And he's an atheist. He may not want to, but my thing is like, well, let's invite him. Mm-hmm. And you know, we can work it where, like, I don't need him to, like, pledge to teach the children about God, but, like, I feel like he should maybe be highlighted in some way, or, like, just denoting his significance in the relationship. Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying, and I would invite him and be like, listen, we know your beliefs and we respect them, and it's actually one of the reasons why we want you to be our children's godfather. By no means do you need to participate in the ceremony, but we would love to have you present if you want to be there. I think that's totally okay.
So I might have a kind of a crunchy thought on this one here, right? From my understanding and my education on Jesus is that Jesus was all loving, man. So why would you not even invite an atheist into his house? Because he would still love somebody that didn't even believe in him. So he should be there and be part of the ceremony.
Well, and I agree. Like, but I think that's looking at it through the religious lens, and Chad's looking at it through the atheism lens. Like, he doesn't believe in Sky Daddy. He's not going to take part in Sky Daddy rituals because he doesn't believe in them. But I think the way I view a baptism is more than just a religious ceremony. It's like kind of a landmark thing in it, if
it's
you
a
believe
milestone.
Yeah, it is, and I want him to be part of that, like, that party and that milestone. But it's sort of like, I feel like the equivalent, to go back to your example, would be inviting somebody who is of the Hindu religion to take part in a Christian ceremony, and that's not their religion, so why would they do that even if they were your kid's godparent? Like, if somebody is Jewish and practices Judaism, would they ever do a Christian religious ceremony? And I wouldn't feel comfortable asking that of somebody of a different faith.
Huh, Tommy?
Cassie, you should have like an atheist section for the ceremony and put a bunch of space heaters around so they get used to the heat that they're going to be experiencing.
Some holy water over there.
Here it sizzles. Yeah.
That would be the dirt daddy section.
I believe it's fire daddy.
Yes. Got a sky daddy and fire daddy.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.